You just had to say that, didn't you?
Well, I mean, yes, you should be self-conscious because to lie or not to lie? Like, that's the real question.
That's why I should be so... I think that...
Well, you never know if you're being told a lie.
I think lies are important.
So say who?
To maintain peace, man. They're courtesy lies we tell to maintain, you know, civility. People lie at work every day. You're supposed to, like, be happy and tell people how great it is to work places that everyone knows it's terrible to work there. Like, pretty much any food service job or retail job you've ever had, you're supposed to act the polar opposite of how it actually feels to work at said establishment. Like, to be employed in and of itself is, you know, sort of an act of hypocritical pleasantries, if you will.
So is there, like, a novelist that could back your statements up saying that, like, lying's okay?
That lying is okay? Well, it's not that it's okay. It's sort of necessary as a result of the human condition.
Okay.
Because like we're emotional creatures. And in order to, you know, spare feelings sometimes and or, you know, for the greater good, for progress' sake.
Okay.
Let's not get bogged down in the truth that you may find insulting when, you know, we can just move on to other things. Sometimes it's not important to share that. And sometimes you can share it later when they may be more receptive to said truth, right? Like, timing is everything. You don't want to just go dropping truth bombs left and right all the time.
Right.
Right. You know, like middle of church, you're like, well, you was out last night shaking it. What? Maybe not in the middle of church. Can we talk about it later? So, you know, it's timing.
Okay, well, I'm going to go.
Like, now is the time for me to introduce myself. I'm Will. This is Head Above Hypocrisy.
Nice.
You are?
I'm Marcus. I'm going to go do some research on that clip you sent me. I don't know who this guy is. very old looking clip with very, very old looking hairstyles.
You can tell it's old because it's like casual just smoking in the clip, and they just don't do that anymore
because,
you know, all the commercials and the groups and people dying. And, well, I guess we just know that cigarettes are deadly. I feel like at this point you don't even need the commercials. Like, if you choose to smoke cigarettes, then you just, that's fine, right? Like, there are not as many anti-drinking commercials as there are anti-smoking commercials.
To-drink commercials. Anyways.
They don't have cigarette commercials at basketball games. You watch a basketball game, you feel like you want a beer. I don't even drink beer. 400 beer commercial. Anyway, see, that's too much truth. Do you see what happens?
Yep,
sometimes too much truth can get you off topic.
Wow.
So on that note, I'm going to let you guys ponder, and I'll be right back. James Baldwin. It was a James Baldwin clip. I can't remember the young lady's name, but she was another activist that was popular back then.
Right.
But they were talking about how you go out to work, you go to, you know, go out in the world and you smile and you wave and you put on, you know, this face in order to move through society, to get through work. Whatever, you know, you got to do out in the public, and you may or may not feel how your face looks about these people, right? Like, everybody has smiled at their boss while they're thinking to themselves, this idiot has no idea what he's doing. How did he get this job? I hope he falls down the stairs, right? Like, people, that happens all the time, but you smile like, all right, Bob, yeah, I'll get the TPS reports filed or whatever it is. So they were, what they're, like, her position was, you go out here and you lie to them and you smile in their face and you come home and you take it out on me, right? Like, and I get the worst of you. Lie to me, you know, treat me the way you treat them. Pretend to be happy, right?
Okay.
Give me that illusion. And
so you're saying you agree there should be, like, some type of subterfuge in this whole situation?
I mean, I guess, like I said, I believe in the courteous lies to maintain the peace, I guess. But I feel like, you know, the problem there is like home is supposed to be home. Like that's where you're supposed to be able to be yourself unapologetically, mm-hmm. right? So if I'm having a crappy day, I don't want to have to continue to put on the face I was putting on at work at home. But just even saying that, like, I don't want to put on that face for the sake of sparing the people's feelings right. in my like, home.
You still want to be honest, but right? I guess is it because.
But then that sounds messed up. Like, I don't care about how the people at the house feel. Right. And that's not the case. It's just like, I've been at work having a crappy day, and that's just, this is just how I feel. And like, I don't mean for it to come across as me taking it out on you, but like this is me. I guess this is me processing my emotions poorly. Like that's, I guess it circles back to men just not being super good at dealing with how they're feeling.
So whole situation, you're presuming that like after you had time to relax and process the situation, actually not even that. It's like, okay, not the whole be honest, but with like, I guess delicacy.
I mean, so like I shared the clip with my 4.5 friends or whatever, right? Like my mom and my aunt and like a few other people. But just, you know, the women in my life, and a lot of them were saying like how the modern woman doesn't want to be lied to. And, you know, just, you know, tell me the truth. Just don't take it out on me. And, you know,
in light when you tell you the truth, basically.
But it, like in theory, right? Like that, I get it. Like that you want.
Does this dress look nice? No, it's horrible. Like that?
That's actually a good example. But like in theory, it sounds
like an argument waiting to happen.
It sounds good. Right. Like tell me or let me know you're having a bad day without taking it out on me. But like usually the average person is not that, you know, emotionally aware. They can't calmly in the like while they're having said bad day trying to process it, be like, hey, I'm, you know, feeling this way because work was bad or whatever, so I need blank.
Right. And this goes
like that's difficult in a completely neutral way.
Okay.
It usually presents in, you know, some other roundabout way, right? Like some sort of small argument escalating into a larger one for no reason, and then it circles back to, oh well, you know, today I lost 3 accounts and I don't know how we're gonna pay rent, so that's why I was upset that the microwave was on high, right? Like, so usually the
microwave is on high,
which is, you know, it's some ancillary thing that ends up being this crazy argument,
right?
And that's a lot of times how it comes out. So like it's I think that it's unrealistic to think that the average person or man or whatever, I mean, woman, whoever's having the bad day able to come home and just calmly express that every time. Because I think that's not how emotion work, especially, like extreme emotion.
I was going to say, it's like a delicate balancing act for like the other person who's trying to like, I guess, especially for like, I would imagine women have a hard time dealing with like a man's fragile ego. Sorry. So, like you said, there's certain situations where like you just, I guess you do want to be lied to.
Well, I guess that's probably why she felt the way she did. It's like, we lie to y'all all the time for your feelings. Right. Why can't you lie to me for mine?
That's what I'm thinking. It's like, we didn't know
that. First of all, we didn't know you were lying to us. We thought that we were doing a good job.
We're very good at it.
And we come to find out we're terrible at everything.
Right.
And you guys are just really nice to us.
Well, I'm not going to say a lot of times, but there's been a few times where I've gotten into like a, you know, verbal discussion with my wife, and she'll let me know the things that bother her. And I'm just like, I had no idea.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, I don't let it bother me, but these things do bother me. And I just feel stupid because I'm like, wait, hold on.
But then that's why.
I'm sure that happened to you before. It happens to all men out there.
But I think, I don't know that that is optimal. Like, even though women are super good at that, I don't know if that's optimal for relationships, because just like, we'll just say something's fine when, you know, it's not. Something's
really wrong. Yeah, I've done that before.
You know. Then we blow up later. It's the same thing. Like, they have all this laundry list of things that we do terribly wrong that they don't ever tell us about. And then, you know, 6-8 months into the relationship, we wake up one morning, all our stuff is outside, and we're in one of them Instagram photos. Like, you know, hey fellas, don't end up like me. All because she didn't tell me. She doesn't like that I leave my socks out
you know, all over the place or whatever it is. I just, you know, at the end of the day, it's a, you're right, it's a balance thing, right? Like, you don't want to be brutally honest 100% of the time, and you don't want to have to lie to everybody all the time. But I think that it's really about, like, home being home. You should be able to come home and unwind and, or, you know, release, right? Mm. And if, I guess it works both ways. As much as they want for you to be able to come home and express, hey, I'm in a bad mood, so that's why I may be behaving this way, I feel like they have to be able to read the room as well. Like, if I come home and you can tell, you know, my tie's crooked, I got coffee stain on my pants, you know, there's a ticket in the car, like on the windshield. Like, you know, maybe don't ask me why I forgot to take out the trash right now, right? Like, maybe that can wait until you find out how my day went. You know, like, it works both ways, right? Like, we gotta do this together, right? Like, if I'm, you know, especially if the one person is, you know, in a highly escalated emotional state,
right?
Like, you're not going to get the best of them. You're not going to get the most rational response. So maybe just, you know, wait and see what happens and then see if you can get more information as to why they're feeling this way.
Relationship therapists, or I think most therapists, because I had one before, they do say communication.
I can't afford one. My babies cost too much.
They say communication is key for everything, for life, for like podcasts, for friends, for family, you know, relationships.
They're podcast therapists. Like, I can hire someone to make my podcast feel better.
So, as you were stating with like the whole being honest, maybe there's a couple that just got a little too honest. Did you hear about the Ukrainian couple that were handcuffed together for 123 days and then they called it quits?
They called it, was it like a challenge? Were they on a game show? What do you mean? Like, did they win something?
No, good sir.
After 120?
So the Ukrainian couple, I believe it was the 29-year-old Victoria, I'm going to butcher her last name, Pustovitova, and the 33-year-old Cuddly, Alexandri Cuddly. That was his last
name. His last name is Cuddly?
Cuddly, yeah.
And this is in the Ukraine.
Yeah. Anyways, they were bound together.
Is this like a Fear Factor kind of show?
No, they were trying to save their rocky relationship. And instead of getting a therapist or just discussing things and talking it out.
Wait.
They
came up with this idea all by themselves.
Yes.
And they don't have no friends, mamas, aunties, uncles, nobody that was like, hey, that doesn't make any sense.
Of being handcuffed to one another for 123 days?
Yeah, like not even like a nighttime bathroom de-handcuffing. Like, they were legit like two prisoners that escaped and didn't have the key.
Yeah, like the whole 9 yards using the restroom in front of each other.
And they thought that was going to yield positive results.
Yeah, they thought this was going to really work out. It was Victoria's idea. She is an eyelash technician.
Clearly,
boyfriend being a used car salesman.
Cream of the crop and critical thinking skills here.
She said, hey, we did that one episode. Salesman's IQ have to be high. She decided that it will be an interesting experience for me and him. And they documented their whole thing on Instagram. She said it would bring life into their new emotions and their situations. The life it brought into is they end up hating each other. After finding out a lot of stuff.
You will hate anyone that you are handcuffed to.
Every day?
For a week, let alone 128 days. That's just crazy. I don't understand how she thought that anything other than absolute hatred would... Like, did she do any research? Has anyone ever been handcuffed to someone and then, you know, they got handcuffed and were like, you know what? I could go for a few more days of being stuck to you. That's not...
No, I mean, I'd quit the podcast if we had to be handcuffed to each other. I mean, I love you, bro, but like, I couldn't...
It just is physically, you know, like, that's not how humans are supposed to function. Right, I don't...
You need some type of space. Well,
why for so long? Like, a day would be funny, right? Like, to prove a point or something, right? Like, you know, it's not easy for me to be this size. It's not easy for me to be that. So I don't know what point you're trying to prove. It seems like a dumb idea all around, but at least it's not, you know, dangerous.
Right. Well, I feel like her boyfriend at least should have maybe been honest and said this was a bad idea. Because here we go.
Did he think it was a bad idea and get handcuffed anyway?
Well, they did things like go grocery shopping together, which is things they didn't do at first, right?
But you don't have to handcuff each other to do that. You can just
they even change
do it.
They even changed.
My wife and I go grocery shopping weekly.
Right, Target. Shout out to Target.
Yeah, we don't have any handcuffs.
No handcuffs? You don't have to.
We're not outside at Target.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, they speaking of being outside, they had to make sure that they took cigarette breaks at the same time, you know?
Obviously, because they're handcuffed together. Are these things they didn't think about prior?
No, I don't think she.
You just slapped them on and were like, let's see how this goes?
Basically. Victoria also.
I'm glad they broke up. People like that don't need to procreate. You can't be having a bunch of little babies running around.
She also lost her job.
Yeah, I'd fire her. Why can't you come to work? Because my boyfriend and I are handcuffed together to save our relationship.
No. Actually, she showed up with her boyfriend. Being an eyelash and hair technician, she's giving people manicures with her boyfriend standing right there. Customers didn't feel comfortable, so they fired her.
Yeah, some big, giant, random stranger just standing there not doing nothing all day long. That would make me feel uncomfortable, too.
Okay. You would think she would be like, hey, this is a bad idea. Let's go ahead and... she thought that
this is another example of how dangerous dedication and stupidity are in the same person at the same time, because I'm just impressed that they lasted this long. Any sane person would have just been like, oh yeah, no, this is a terrible idea, let's unhandcuff ourselves. Mm-hmm. But 120 something day, like, that's just for what? I don't understand.
Well, I think that was just their limit. I don't know
I wonder how long after she lost her job did they call it quits? Like, did they go for several days after that? Or was that like the breaking point? Like, man, I can't even go to work like this. I can't be in a relationship if I can't be handcuffed.
No, dude, it kept going because she said we stayed together all day. She did not.
How did they go to the bathroom?
One at a time.
Just side by side?
Like, she would sit down, I imagine. He would stand there and wait, and then...
Right, but 128 days, right? We get, as humans, we do ones and twos.
Yeah.
So you just have to supervise each other's two?
Yes, they're handcuffed together. I don't understand why you're not understanding this.
I just don't understand how she doesn't understand why the relationship failed if they're pooping side by side.
They're showering inches apart. Oh, here's the kicker.
That's fine.
There was no key.
Wait, no.
There was no key? That's not the part you're losing.
I don't understand the bathroom and the having to do number two side by side.
Oh, that's what you're still trapped on.
Yes, and you immediately went to, well, they have to shower together.
Yeah.
People willingly do that. That's not like a deal breaker for being handcuffed. Yeah, no, like, if you were like, hey, man.
Yeah, no. Okay, so you're picturing the American showers. These are like tiny.
What are they, prison showers?
It's Ukraine, Eastern Europe. They're not as large as us Americans.
I am sure they got some freaks in the Ukraine that willingly shower together. I don't think anyone willingly stands next to someone during a number two under any circumstances. It's just wildly different.
Oh, maybe. Look, anyway, so as I was going to continue with
Let's talk about the shower.
Marvelous story.
Let's talk about the shower. That's the big problem here. Handcuffed together for 128 days. You won't talk about having a shower.
She said that the conclusion of this experience, he didn't tell her
that I don't have good sense and I need to go back to grade school.
She said that's what
I concluded.
He did not tell me once after the experiment that he missed her. And
what
is there a problem?
After being handcuffed to one another
for 123 days, that's like 4 months roughly.
She was confused as to why he didn't say he missed her.
Yeah. He told her, you know, after this experiment, I just realized we're not like-minded people.
Yeah, I applaud him at being able to give such a measured response. Those are not the words that I would have chosen to use. Mine would have been a bit more
pointed. Okay, well, but
congratulations to them because they did break the world record for the foolishness. Most time, you would think
in
the, for the most time a couple has spent chained together
doing something absolutely ridiculous. So there's this has been tracked. What was the record before? Like 20 minutes?
I should have pulled that information. I was just surprised, like, honestly, that this was such a thing.
So they got an award. They won being single, and they're in the Guinness Book of World Idiots.
Basically. I mean, well, basically, after the chains were broken because they had to be broken with a bolt cutter, there was no key.
What?
Yeah, no. Here's an actual photo. Had to be broken.
Oh, so that's why they couldn't just undo it because there was no key.
So they had to get a guy showed up, bolt cutters, cut it.
I guess they don't have like Home Depot in the Ukraine where you could just go buy a bolt cutter and remove.
Right, but here's the best kicker, and these are why I bring these stories to you on Head Above.
People like that don't need to procreate. They shouldn't. They should just stay at home and read books until they understand how to think better.
His girlfriend, or his ex-girlfriend, she said that, you know, all she has is a wrist burn from the handcuffs. And
one less boyfriend.
One less boyfriend. And she is saying to her, I think she has like 7,800 Instagram followers, this is a warning to those followers and other people in the world against handcuffing themselves to their lovers.
Put that right behind the don't spray Gorilla Glue in your hair. Knew not to do at age 6. But thanks for that. I'll keep that in mind. Let my wife know we shouldn't handcuff ourselves together.
She said it was a good lesson for them, but not for other couples to try.
What lesson did she learn that she didn't know before?
That she didn't really, she realized she didn't want to be with him. You know, there was no lies. Everything was out in the open. They were truthful with each other. 100%. Can't cover up anything. The person's right there.
No, that's absolutely incorrect. Lying has nothing to do with physical proximity. It's all mental.
Around the person.
It is 100% mental. He could have been lying the entire. She didn't learn anything other than that they would lose a potato sack race.
Right.
That is the stupidest experiment I have ever heard.
I feel like
you get useless data.
This was all part of her plan. She wanted to break up with him before.
She should have just said, it's not working out.
Right.
They're easy. It's not you. It's me. They make all kinds of movies about this.
She wanted to see what he was willing to go through. And he was like, yeah, sure. I'll be handcuffed to you. For how long? She was like, I don't know. For as long as we can last. And it only lasted 123 days.
Oh, only?
I could have went longer, man.
No, it couldn't.
How long do you think you could last handcuffed to anyone? I'm not going to say your wife.
No, I can't be handcuffed to anybody.
No. Your dog.
My dog?
No, that's not how it works.
There's no human being that I can be handcuffed to for any length of time because my sanity is largely attached to my ability to play basketball. And unless I learn how to do a tandem crossover or a two-man step back, it's not going to work. And, you know, I love all kind of people dearly. That doesn't mean I want to be a Siamese twin. Like, they have full surgeries to be separated, right? And they share DNA. You want me to be handcuffed to some stranger I just met?
Prove
that we get along? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. Siamese twins, people that are, you know, joined
at birth.
Physically, kind of way.
Yeah.
Will have a whole surgery to be separated.
Yes.
Because they know that as much as they may love their sibling, humans are not designed to be barnacled to one another. And, you know, I don't think we need that science experiment. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, if people are going to the lengths to be surgically separated, I don't think you're going to learn anything by, you know, manually attaching yourself to one another.
I mean, she learned nothing, clearly. You know what?
I think we all learned that she is an idiot. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, dude, I mean, like, as we get ready to land the plane, instead of handcuffing herself to her boyfriend, what could she have done instead?
I think that they both could have benefited from some Head Above Hypocrisy in their life. They should have, you know what they could have done? If they just wanted to torture themselves. What to do is they go to the website, they subscribe, and they listen to season 1, episode 1, all the way up to the current episode. Just lock themselves in a room and just listen to everything.
You'll learn a lot about each other.
You can take bathroom breaks and feed yourselves and naps. Individual. Right? Like, I'm not inhumane. But, you know, if you just want to do, if you just want to binge something or do something ridiculous, why don't you do, you know, do that? It's safer. And you might actually get to keep your significant other.
Right. Right. You know? Right.
'Cause we,
you guys can bond over the love
of logic. And,
or you know, bond over the hatred of it. Who knows?
Just listen. You know, whatever side of the fence you're on, but you can bond.
Just be on the fence.
And take a break to go to the restroom. That is the one for me. That and basketball. Like, I need to not be attached to another person in order to do those two things. I mean,
everyone needs space.
Yeah. I mean, that's why we're born individually. We're social creatures, but we're not supposed to be stuck together. Like, I just, the lengths people go to prove things that are already known, like, I don't understand. I really don't. I think, I don't know. I think she just is not, she's just weird. I don't even know. I don't think that she did want to necessarily get out of the relationship. Maybe she thought, I think she genuinely did think that it was going to do something special. She's like, maybe it will unlock a new, you know, level to our relationship. But
I'm really confused.
A tool that is used to control prisoners, I don't think is ever going to bring the best out of people.
Like a zip tie or something?
Not like they only use handcuffs.
Bondage rope.
Still not going to bring the best out of people.
Straps.
Okay. It's not that kind of podcast, man. I don't know where you're going with this. But my point is that, you know, these tools are not used to create pleasant feelings in the people that they are being administered to. So to use them for an inordinately long amount of time and think that something, you know, good is going to happen to your relationship just seems, I don't know, unreasonable at best. So I think the people, they need to go back to, I don't know, like fourth, fifth grade science, where you learn the proper scientific method. So when you do a science experiment, you get usable data, because this experiment gives us no data. Like, nobody was curious as to what the outcome would be if you handcuffed two people together. Maybe, you know what it was? Maybe the Ukraine just got life. I mean, Eddie Murphy, and she thought that they would have a hilarious adventure together and it would make their relationship stronger, not knowing that it was a Hollywood film shot in America and the two people were, in fact, not handcuffed together.
Right.
For however long that was that they were handcuffed together.
Long movie.
But it didn't, they didn't even work out in life, really. So I don't know, man. I'm not even going to say don't handcuff yourself to things, because if you don't know that, you probably shouldn't be listening to this show. The metaphors are far way too complex for you.
Just a little bit.
If that's where you're at mentally. Right. So, yeah, I'm not going to waste my time with that PSA. You know, you should listen to Head Above Hypocrisy more, and that you should articulate your words very clearly when you speak, which I am doing a fantastic job of.
Nailed it.
But yeah, no more PSAs for things that people should know better.
Okay.
All of our signage and warning information plays to the lowest common denominator, right? Warning, do not operate while taking a bath, right? Well, like, it's plugged into the wall. Clearly, I should not. Like, why is there a don't use the toaster in the tub warning, right? Like, we played at the lowest common denominator, so I'm not going to do that anymore. If you don't know better, then pick a different show. I'm pretty sure Sesame Street probably has a podcast that's about your speed.
Mm. Oh, so no more stories about people warning us about things we shouldn't be doing?
Nah, man. They can go somewhere else for that. I'm sure, like I said, you know, Bert and Ernie, they're doing numbers and colors and shapes over there at the Sesame Street podcast. I think you'll have a better time over there. They're moving more your speed. Over here, if you don't know not to drink bleach, eat protein powder straight out the jar, use glue as styling gel, or any other number of foolish things, then this is not the place for you. We here at Head Above Hypocrisy value our brains
That's some straight honesty for people. I think, anyways.
I just have heard if you don't use it, you lose it. And I'm not trying to lose my mind. So, you know, I will not be using glue as hair gel. And they probably won't be listening to the show. And that's just fine. We can all just, you know, there's enough earth for the both of us. They probably think it's flat. Maybe they don't think there's enough for all of us. But, you know, we know better over here. So good day. Read a book. Drink water. Use your brain. And enjoy yourself. We here at Head of Bocracy will welcome you. And for the rest of you, kick rocks. Nah, I love everybody, even the dum-dums. No? Too much? I mean, I don't. Dum-dums probably couldn't listen this long. Their attention span is short. It's going to be all right. It's fine. All the people listening this long understand sarcasm. They get it. They're laughing. It's cool. No? All right. I'm out of here. Talk to you guys next time.